2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have partly cloudy sky. It's 41 degrees. KSL's top story. There's a new COVID variant, and it's a cause for concern after it was detected in a few dozen people. The World Health Organization has dubbed the new variant with a Greek letter from now on. It'll be known as the Omicron variant. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells NBC why it's a concern.
Well, it has a constellation of mutations, Lester, around that spike protein, which is the important protein, kind of the business end of the virus that gets you infected. And since the steepness of the curve in which it is broken out in South Africa is really of concern, because it's a rather steep curve going up, which means that it's spreading really quite rapidly in South Africa. And then we're seeing cases popping up in countries around, particularly when there's been travel from South Africa or Southern African countries to other places like Israel and places like that. And for that reason, the president decided prudently to put the travel restriction on not only to South Africa, but to seven other countries that border South Africa.
World Health Organization is telling people not to overreact until we know more about this variant. Maria Van Kerkhove with the WHO has advice about reducing the risk of exposure.
Distancing, wearing of a mask, making sure that it's over your nose and mouth with clean hands, making sure you avoid crowded spaces, be in rooms where there's good ventilation, and when it's your turn, get vaccinated.
Meantime, the stock markets plunged today over fears about this Omicron variant.
President Biden's new travel restriction on African countries is exactly why the stock markets tumbled. Investors were anticipating travel bans were coming. Airline stocks and other travel stocks saw big declines. Vaccine makers saw their stocks shoot up. Moderna up 20%. Oil prices took a hit, down 12%, with expected less travel. That could result, though, in lower gas prices soon for drivers.
It's ABC's Alex Stone. Now, if you're wondering, how did we get from Delta to Omicron? Well, the Telegraph reports the WHO skipped the Greek letters in between. For instance, they passed on the letter nu, that's N-U, to avoid confusion with the term new, like N-E-W. You get the idea. It leaves us with the Greek letter Omicron. Should Utahns be nervous about the COVID variant, though? Health officials in the state say it'll likely spread into Utah, but the big question is, when? KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson reports.
Vaccine manufacturers don't appear to be wasting any time with the Omicron variant.
The companies that make the vaccines are already starting to develop vaccines specifically against this variant, so we can expect to learn much more about this variant over the next week or two.
University of Utah virologist Stephen Goldstein says it's hard to know when the new variant will make it here. He doubts it could have a big impact before Christmas, but he does say it's important to get vaccinated.
Getting a third dose of the vaccine is likely to provide an additional level of protection. So this is a really good time with Christmas in about a month to go get a booster if you haven't yet, or start your vaccination series if you haven't done that.
He also says it's too soon to know how severe the illness with the Omicron variant will be, but there is some indication that it is more infectious than the previous variants. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 6:04. West Valley City Police say they're looking for a man involved in a robbery at a West Valley hair salon where a woman was shot. This happened 2:30 this afternoon in a strip mall at 3500 South and Redwood. Police say the suspect is a middle-aged black male. He fled in a dark-colored or possibly maroon passenger vehicle. Several units are out in the area trying to locate him. The woman's injuries are said to be non-life-threatening. Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez recognized today as the nation's Heritage Day. He spoke at a live event and issued a proclamation.
Navajo Nation Heritage Day will instill pride in our young people and encourage them to be part of the change to reteach the history of our country through the perspective of our Navajo people and to carry on the teachings of our elders.
In October, the White House declared November Native American Heritage Month. KSL News Time 605. KSL Sports, a big Utah sports weekend. The Utes just wrapped a big win at Rice-Eccles, downing Colorado 28-13. The Utah Jazz go head-to-head with the New Orleans Pelicans tonight at Vivint. You can hear the Jazz game right here on KSL less than an hour from now. Then BYU basketball plays Utah at the Marriott Center tomorrow night at 7:30. And BYU football plays at USC tomorrow night at 8:30. You'll hear it live, of course, here on KSL News Radio. 6:05, and Ricky Meese is joining us. Y'all set with the Christmas shopping?
No, not at all.
But you love Christmas. You're like Christmas 12 months a year. I figured you would have had it done in June.
You know what? I have Christmas in layers. I still enjoy all the other seasons and holidays, but I still need to do some Christmas shopping.
So when I call for traffic on Cyber Monday, are you going to be too busy to report?
No, not at all.
We are
starting to see people coming into downtown. And so if you're headed northbound on I-15, it's busy and a little slow. Now, not like stop-and-go delays. You're just not running at the posted limit. Northbound I-15 from 2100 South to 6 South. If you're coming in to see the game or maybe some Christmas lights, just expect some pedestrian traffic around the arena and Temple Square this evening. Also, some slowdowns southbound Foothill. That's going to be from the zoo down to I-80. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
So, fair warning on Monday, Ricky. If you hear any dead spots during our broadcast, that would be me shopping.
Oh, that's you. Okay, good.
Absolutely. KSL News Time 607.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.